welcome to the 11th episode of Tune In with Trey. I'm your host, Trey Johnson, and today I just want to start by saying happy holidays, man. I hope you had a happy Christmas. I hope you have a happy new year. Set goals, man. Figure out a way to make your dreams come true in 2021. And with that being said, let's get into it. The word of the day is imperative, which means of vital importance, crucial. You're on the lookout for when I use it. Unfortunately, there is not a song of the day, but you will hear songs today. And as always, those connections finna go crazy. Stay tuned. Today's episode is about sports and the pandemic, which brings me to the bonus word of the day. The bonus word of the day is necessary, which means absolutely needed, required. And I'm telling you right now, in the midst of a pandemic, we don't need sports. In fact, I'm calling for a shutdown of all sports unless a bubble can be enforced. Trey J, what is you doing, man? You're talking crazy. We need our sports. I hear you, and I'm torn because the profession I plan to go into revolves around sports, and I can't do what I do if sports don't happen. My teams have also done well during the pandemic. The Lakers won the chip. The Magic made the playoffs. The Lightning won the chip. The Rays almost won the chip. And the Bucks? We'll just have to see. They don't play great every week, but they are going to be a playoff team, and that's exciting for us here in Tampa Bay. It's been too long. And we also have a basketball team in Tampa. The Raptors are here for the time being, so that's kind of cool. But even with all that, I have a deeper concern for the safety of players. These leagues seem determined for these seasons to play out, as they constantly had to postpone or cancel games and at times change the rules for players to return from the COVID list. And I get it, you know, there's a lot of money involved, and I'll definitely talk about that later. But the fact of the matter is this. These moves are only being made because something has gone wrong. So why say shut it all down? Well, if a bubble is implemented, sports should continue because bubbles work. And if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Summertime. Summertime like when the NBA and WNBA implemented the bubble and had zero cases. When the MLS went COVID-free for a month during their MLS's back tournament. When the MLB had 91 positives out of 172,740 tests, according to an ESPN article. Yeah, times have changed. The sports world seems to have moved on as if things are getting back to normal when things are not normal and maybe getting worse. I don't know if you've noticed, but COVID hasn't gone anywhere. And while the vaccine may be on the way, we still need to be taking the proper precautions. On December 4th, Bleacher Report tweeted that Cat, Karl Anthony Towns, who is a center for the Minnesota Timberwolves, will be making all the moves necessary to keep the rest of his family alive and safe. Towns has already lost 7 family members, including his mom, to COVID-19. Someone responded to that tweet by saying this: please look at Cat and tell him about the 98% survival rate. Nah, bro, that's not cool. I've been feeling this way for a while that we should cancel sports. But this made it very clear that some people really don't care about these athletes at people. Dude essentially said, shut up and dribble. Now that's low-key a different topic because we usually attribute that with race-related scenarios, but it proves true here, and that's sad. While survival rate may be high, that 2% hits different when it impacts you. I think we can all say we know someone who has contracted the virus, and because they got better, we moved on. But over 300,000 people have died due to COVID-19, just COVID-19, in a matter of 9 months. Necessary, absolutely needed, require. These words are hard to interpret from Cat because he did decide to play, and I'm not sure what necessary means to him. But I do know that it is imperative for Cat to keep his family members safe. So why play? Money. Sports is big money. What the OJ say? Some people got to have it. Okay. Some people really need it. The people who make the big bucks dressed in suits, sitting in the boardrooms far away from where the games are played, are definitely in the got to have it category. They're going to make money regardless because that team that they own is simply another business venture. But like most people, they don't play about their money. And everything was cool until Kobe steps into the boardroom like Diddy talking about some, now what y'all want to do? Want to be ballers, shot callers, brawlers, who be dipping in the bins with the spoilers, on the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get my hands on some Grant Sight horrors. Because to them, it's all about the Benjamins, baby. That's tough. And if you didn't understand that connection, I'm going to need you to look those lyrics up because it goes crazy. It really does. But to me, the people at the top have figured out how to keep the money flowing into their pockets at the expense of the player's health. Now, Trey, you know that these leagues have implemented all the safety precautions to ensure the safety of their players. Come on now, you're not slick, kid. I would say yes and no. I say that the league expect people to test positive and then adjust. And there's nothing wrong with these adjustments. You know, you live and you learn. But I haven't seen anything drastic occur. And sometimes these adjustments seem to have selfish intent. Look at college football. Originally, the Big Ten had a rule that its teams had to play at least 6 games to qualify for the conference championship. The problem was that undefeated Ohio State had only played 5 games due to some players testing positive either on their team or the other team. If Ohio State doesn't play in the conference championship, the Big Ten probably doesn't have a representative in the college football playoff. Well, they changed the rule, Ohio State played, they won, and now they're in the playoff. Cool. But it doesn't stop there for the Big Ten. The conference also reduced how long a player would be out for a positive test from 21 days to 17 days, all for a chance to be number one. Their priorities seem to be out of order. They really just shortened the time to give them a more favorable chance in the playoff. It's not okay. Now let's look at the people who need money. The coaches, those who work at the stadiums, and the journalists. Coaches get hired to win games. It's a simple system. You can keep your job as long as you're able to contribute to a winning team. But coaches can't win games if their teams don't play games and therefore make money. And if there are no games happening, the people who work in the stadiums, the concessions, stand people, the ticket keepers, the gatekeepers, the janitors obviously are not getting paid. And along with that, games are not being broadcast on TV. And the people at the top, you know, the got to have it people, the TV companies, they spend money to buy the rights to broadcast these games and they make money back through commercials. Sometimes they don't make a profit off the money they get back from that commercials played. But they don't lose money. They get rid of people. They get rid of the people like me, the sports journalists. So I understand that some people need money. And I would throw players in there too. Mostly professional players because college players can't get paid, which is a story for another time. But professional athletes, for some of them, I wouldn't say all because some of them do have other business ventures that they use to make money. But for some of them, it's strictly ball. This is how I make my living. But, you know, we decided to play and live life as close to normal as possible. But like I mentioned before, we need bubbles. I have solutions for every sport but football. Football has way too many people involved to implement a bubble. And you got to think about it because football has 50 plus players, not including the coaches, the training staff, the practice squad. And to implement a bubble, you obviously need people in the hotel rooms, people to set up the venue. It's just a lot that goes into it. And there's way too many people involved. I definitely wouldn't know a city to go to set up a football bubble, so that's out of the question. But for the other sports, it's possible, and I would simply say go back to what you did in the summer, but they don't want to do that. So my solution is this. Pick up the AAU model. Teams would meet in various locations, and obviously you have to quarantine at every location, but it's a tournament style, right? Let's look at the NBA for this example. Tournaments are either single elimination or double elimination, and with the NBA, there are 6 divisions. You would play within your division. So let's look at the Magic's division. They play in the Southeast division. They play the Miami Heat, the Atlanta Hawks, the Washington Wizards, and the Charlotte Hornets. Let's say all those teams meet in Charlotte and they play pool play, then they move on to the tournament. Let's say Charlotte wins. Charlotte gets 5 points. The Magic is second place. That's 4 points, and then so on and so on for the rest of the teams. And the idea is that these events are happening across the league in different divisions. So my idea is that you get to play once a month because you got a quarantine and you have to play the rest of the league. So this week, the Magic's division plays within the Magic's division, and the Nets play within their division. And then next week, the Lakers play within their division, and the Nuggets play within their division. And then there's a rotation so that you get to play other divisions. It's definitely going to be once a month. But in my mind, it's like a 7-month season. You play within your division to start. You go around and play the other division. And then you end in your division. And then at the end, it's a point system. So we tally up the points. And the top 16 teams move on to, in this case, the NBA playoffs. That's how it works in the NBA. If you look at college basketball, I think it's a similar system. You play within your conference. The only difference is who gets to go to the March Madness tournament. My idea is that it's similar to how I played basketball in high school. The top two teams from your district move on to the state tournament. So in this case, the top two teams from the SEC, top two teams from the ACC, and other conferences move on to March Madness. I think that's fair. They've already decided to do a bubble for March Madness, and I think it's really important now because we've seen some things that are not great. I grew up a Florida basketball fan. I'm a student at Florida now. Went to the camp as a kid, and recently, one of our players, Keontae Johnson, collapsed in a game against Florida State on December 12th. He spent 10 days in the hospital. He's out now. He's doing better. I know he's going to spend this holiday locked in. I'm praying his body gets rid of these toxins. And someday soon, I hope to see him back on SportsCenter. You know I'm talking top 10. But they're saying his collapse may have been caused by acute myocarditis or heart inflammation which can be related to the coronavirus, which he did have over the summer. What I'm about to say might blow your mind, definitely blew mine, but when Rudy Gobert tested positive way back when the coronavirus started, sports shut down. When Keontae Johnson collapsed on the floor, we kept playing. I'm going to say that again. I think y'all missed that. Y'all wasn't tuned in back then.
Y'all wasn't tuned in back then.
I said that when Rudy Gobert tested positive, sports shut down. When Keontae Johnson collapsed and they said it might be related to the coronavirus, we kept playing. That's flaw, man. That's a breakdown in the system. Like, we got to do better. We can't do it this way one time and then do it differently another time. We got to be consistent in how we approach the coronavirus. Everybody wants to get back to life, back to reality. But to do that, we have to do right, listen to the CDC. We're going to get through this, man. In the future, continue to wear your mask, limit your interactions, and stay safe. I'll leave you with the words from PJ Morton's song, MAGA. It goes something like this. Nothing lasts forever. Seasons change, as does the weather. Things are bound to get better as the days go by. That's the end of episode 11. Thank you all for listening. I hope I was able to make you reassess where we are in the pandemic. I don't do this show to persuade or make anyone feel less than. These are just simply my thoughts and opinions. You know, I'm Trey J, a quiet kid with something to say, and I'm here to find middle ground. I love to have a conversation with people. If you have something you want to discuss with me, hit me up on Instagram at TunedInPod. I will respond to you, and maybe we can set up something where you come on the show and we chop it up. Stay tuned. Be on the lookout for more content and episodes. And until then, stay tuned. JJ, out.